It's time for our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kim.
Recently, the local government electoral legislation in Māori constituencies amendment bill passed its first reading in Parliament. This would allow local community councils that implemented Māori wards without polling the public first to hold a vote around the future of Māori wards in their electorates. As well as this, a review has been undertaken by Kāinga Ora due to what Housing Minister Chris Bishop describes as the government agency, quote, underperforming and not being financially viable without significant savings, which would include a model where the government becomes an active purchaser of properties. In our weekly catch-up with Te Pāti Māori, I spoke with Te Pāti Māori MP Takutai Kemp about these changes. Recently, the local government electoral legislation and Māori constituencies amendment bill passed its first reading in Parliament. This would allow local councils that implemented Māori wards without polling the public first to hold a vote around the future of Māori wards in their electorates. The Waitangi Tribunal has said the act is in breach of Te Tiriti Waitangi. Does Te Pāti Māori also back this claim?
Yes, we do. So Te Pāti Māori support the calling from the Waitangi Tribunal. Yeah, we disagree with with this bill being passed through the first reading, and now you would have seen that submissions have been opened by Te Pāti Māori to encourage our people to have their voices heard. We don't accept that this government is dismantling what is our right as Māori to have a voice and to have a say, and we don't support this bill.
Local Government Minister Simeon Brown referred to the previous Labour government's 2020 ruling to not enforce a referendum for Māori wards as denying local communities the ability to choose. The new legislation also has the support of Local Government New Zealand President Sam Broughton, who has said all wards should be treated equal. What is Te Pāti Māori's view on this?
Well, nothing for us about us. And Māori should be the only people that have the right to have a voice around Māori issues. And I remember here in Tamaki Makaurau when the Auckland Council actually put their votes forward. And at the time when it was denied for Māori wards to go ahead here, I remember that last year. You know, as Māori community, we were very, very disappointed with our local Auckland Council representation around not supporting the urban voice for Māori.
Talking about Kāinga Ora, just changing the subject a little bit here, a review has been undertaken of Kāinga Ora due to what Housing Minister Chris Bishop describes as the government agency, quote, underperforming and not being financially viable without significant savings, end quote, which will include a model where the government becomes an active purchaser of properties. What is Te Pāti Māori's perspective on this?
Well, there's 100,000 people homeless here in Aotearoa. 60% of those are Māori. 50% of the social housing register are Māori. We need to have our own Māori independent housing authority that has the ability to house our people. As tangata whenua in Aotearoa, we should have the right, first and foremost, to be housed. We must house our own people. And again, another bill that we do not support.
Aotearoa already has some of the lowest rates of public housing in the OECD. An OECD report from 2022 shows the country has a total public housing stock of 3.4% as opposed to the OECD average of 7%. Do you think the government's move will inflate rough sleeping?
There are 94,000 empty homes here in Aotearoa, sitting there doing nothing, collecting dust. Now, if those homes were released to those that are homeless and looking for homes, it would take care of the housing crisis that we have here in Aotearoa.
That was Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp on the future of Māori wards and changes to Kāinga Ora. We'll be right back after the short break. Keep it on the B.
That was our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp.